Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
Our skies are clear. Our temperatures are cold now, but just wait. A southwesterly wind is going to bring us a lovely afternoon. I'll show you how warm it will be.
Also ahead for us, the Big Durham Rescue Mission Thanksgiving Day tradition is happening soon. A look at the final preparations for a big meal.
And if you need a quick item for your Thanksgiving Day meal today, we'll tell you what stores are open, which ones are not, and the timing for all of it. Oh, yeah, that last minute. You left your pecans out, didn't you?
I did.
I want to thank you for joining us now. Straight up, 8 o'clock is the time. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving to
you.
Thank you. It's great to be here. And then it'll be great to get out of here and go have some turkey.
Yeah, we'll get the pecans first and then get the turkey. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here with us this morning on this gorgeous Thanksgiving morning. It's gorgeous right now, but it's still a little chilly.
It is. And Michelle, I'm sure you're not the only one that has to run out really quickly and grab something. I haven't really started. I've got a little dish I'm going to put together right after we get home, and I'm hoping I have everything I need. It is 33 right now with a southwesterly wind that will usher in some warmer temperatures for this afternoon, but it's really just for one day. It's still cold out there too right now. 32 Wilson, Rocky Mount, Goldsboro, looking at 33 in Durham and 37 in Roxboro. It's 25 still in Sanford, 31 in Irwin, 33 degrees in Fayetteville, 39 out in Southern Pines. A bigger warm up there. We will warm up quickly. We'll see partly cloudy skies for today, and a lunchtime temperature around 57. We'll hold it in the low 60s for much of the afternoon, which will be perfect for the traditions that you may have with your family. I tend to go for a walk with my dad after our Thanksgiving meal is over, so the temperatures will be nice for that. Overnight tonight, though, we have a front that will come through. It's going to bring us some rain very early on Friday. I'll show you the timeline for that coming up.
All right, thanks, Elizabeth. And before the gobbling gets underway, a lot of people, they're going to be panting.
Yeah, but this is what you do. It's because of a bunch of turkey trots are happening right now all around our area. WR's Casey Cunningham is live at one in Durham right now. Casey.
Good morning. Yeah, right now, you guys hit it at the perfect time. We're doing a countdown here for the first annual TROSA Turkey Trot. This is so cool. It's a chilly morning for a turkey trot, but you can see the runners are getting ready to go. They are counting down, about to start and kick off this race. This is such a cool organization, too. TROSA is an organization that empowers people with substance use disorders, so they're really running for a great cause. It's the first time they've ever done this. The Bull City Running Company is also helping put this on just to make this an even more dynamic event. You can hear them. Some of TROSA's residents even formed a running club during the pandemic to stay mentally healthy. So they're celebrating that today. And here they go. You can see all the runners taking off for TROSA's first annual turkey trot. A great way to burn some energy, stay mentally and physically healthy before the big meal. Sending things back to you.
I want to come out there and be with you. And look at that golden running by. This is just great stuff right now. What great timing, Casey. Thank you. It's beautiful. Check to make sure you have all of your Thanksgiving dinner ingredients early this morning, because some stores that are usually open for the holiday are closed this year. Others are closing early. WRL's Nia Harden is live at Wegmans right now with what you need to know if you need to make that last-minute grocery store run. Nia, what is that? What did you forget? Did you get black peppercorns there? What are those?
These are crushed red peppers. I did not forget these, but I do need to go in the store for a few items still. Just like other people who are heading this morning into Wegmans, they are trying to get those little things that they may need before they finish off their meal for today. Now, stores like Wegmans will open early, but they're also going to be closing early this afternoon. Food Lion, Harris Teeter, Lowe's Foods, Whole Foods, and some Walgreens and CVS locations, they're going to be open as well. But then you have other major stores like Walmart, Target, and Publix that are going to be closed. You may also notice some stores have a limit on how many items you can buy. I spoke to a delivery driver this morning. He got started very early. He talked to me about the busy rush he's already seeing and the advice he has for shoppers.
Limiting things like cranberry sauce and gravy. And so you just want to be prepared that you may not be able to get, you know, 10 of something. But then again, you know, do you need 10 of something? So the good news is there are lots of stores that have these items. So if you feel like you need more than a couple that the store is willing to give you, you can still tootle on over to one of the other stores.
That was WREL Smart Shopper Faye Prosser telling you about what she has been hearing when it comes to the availability with items in stores. If you'd like to see her full list of stores open today, you can go to WREL.com or the WREL News app. Nia Harden, WREL News, Raleigh.
And she also has a list for Black Friday shopping. The WRL Smart Shopper has been pulling together these deals for weeks now, so you know just where to spend your holiday dollars. Search Black Friday on WRL.com for best buys, must-haves, coupon codes, so you can check off all the people on your list.
And if you're spending a lot of time in the car today, AAA expects Sunday to be the busiest travel day of the Thanksgiving holiday. Here's a live look right now at I-40 near I-440 between Garner and Raleigh, and I-40 at Fayetteville Road in Durham. Not too busy yet, but if you plan to hit the road today, AAA says the best time to leave is before 11 a.m. You see why. And the worst time is between noon and 3 p.m. And if you need to get tested for COVID today, your best option may be rapid tests sold at stores. This is Sky 5 video of people lining up to get tested at the Wake County Health and Human Services Center on Kidd Road yesterday. Testing sites run by Wake County are closed today and tomorrow, but they will reopen on Saturday. In Wayne County, testing sites will be closed through the weekend. And over in Orange County, testing sites are closed today, but the site in Hillsboro will be back open tomorrow.
Now, despite the recent ups and downs, North Carolina has made significant strides containing the spread of COVID since last Thanksgiving. Average new cases are 45% lower now than they were last year at this time. We're also seeing 32% fewer deaths a day. 38% fewer people are in the hospital as well. After Thanksgiving last year, though, we saw a spike in COVID cases leading up to the new year. That was before the vaccine was widely available. Right now, 57% of people in North Carolina are fully vaccinated. The state has also started tracking booster shots, and more than 1.3 million people have gotten their booster shot.
Winston-Salem shook for the second time this week when an earthquake hit yesterday. The 2.3 magnitude quake happened around 4 a.m. The first happened Sunday morning, and that one was slightly stronger. If you know someone who felt it, tell them they can report it to the USGS. And the murder trial may be over, but the men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery will be back in court again next year. Greg McMichael, his son Travis McMichael, and neighbor William Roddy Bryan face life in prison, but a sentencing hearing has not been set. Next, they'll go on to face federal hate. A12 on your Thanksgiving Day morning. This is a live look at New York City. That Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade is about 48 minutes away from starting. Everybody is so excited. You can see the start of the parade right there. It is going to be very, very chilly in New York, but it's going to be a lot warmer here in Raleigh. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner standing by. Right now it's chilly, but Elizabeth, that number is going to almost double today.
That's right. We're going to see low 60s for highs this afternoon. But for the last several hours, we've been hovering right around freezing around the Triangle area. But you can see plenty of sunshine as we look past the Capitol building there. Looking down Fayetteville Street, it looks very nice. We're going to see partly cloudy skies today. Already seeing a few clouds, but we shouldn't end up with overcast conditions until overnight tonight. Chapel Hill, same story. Our temperature here close to freezing under partly cloudy skies. And then we'll head down to the south in Fayetteville. More of the same. We're seeing a mix of sun and clouds and 33 degrees. Let's check out what's happening out there right now. We have high pressure that's going to be in control of our weather today, both here and in New York City. They're going to see a fairly mild day with a southwesterly flow, but all of us are going to see this front coming through. Right now, there's some thunderstorms along that front, especially from, say, Memphis all the way down toward Houston. We're not likely to see thunderstorms as it moves through here overnight tonight. It won't have that good energy that we tend to get with the daytime heating. So just a quick band of rain. This is the afternoon hours right here. We're going to see mainly clear to partly cloudy skies, and then more cloud cover moves in closer to midnight. There's 11 p.m. We'll see rain rolling in, covering a large part of the viewing area by 2 a.m. And then the back edge of that rain is out of the Triangle by 4 a.m. And it's completely out of the viewing area by 6 or 7. So if you're one of those early morning shoppers on Black Friday, you're going to run into some of that rain. But if you're not heading out until 7 or 8 o'clock, you should be just fine. Skies will clear. We're going to see lots of sunshine. A nice Friday. It'll be cooler than today, but we'll see plenty of sunshine. It'll be a little breezy. Our winds will shift to northwesterly versus southwesterly that we're seeing today. Saturday looks good. The first part of the day, we'll see sunny skies, increasing clouds late in the day. And another cold front swings through on Sunday. Some clouds with that, but we're not going to see any rain. Watch this front sweep on through, and hardly we'll even notice it. We'll just get an extra push of some cool air. So the rain will really be just tonight. It'll be less than a quarter of an inch, a 20% chance. And then we've got a 20% chance in with that front on Sunday, but it does look like it'll stay fairly dry. So this ends up being a great weekend to decorate for tomorrow, 53, 54 Saturday, 50 degrees on Sunday, a little breezy, but still looking good. Carolina plays at NC State at 7 p.m. on Friday. It's going to be chilly, mid-40s at the start of the game and dropping into the 30s before the game is over. Sunday is the first day of Hanukkah. It begins in the evening, and we stay pretty steady all the way through Wednesday when we light our three towers. Back to you.
Thanks, Elizabeth. An actor has joined the list of people charged for participating in the U.S. Capitol riot. James Beeks is charged with obstruction of Congress and unlawfully entering Capitol grounds. According to court documents, the 49-year-old regularly performs as a Michael Jackson impersonator. He also played Judas in a national tour of the musical Jesus Christ Superstar. He has been suspended indefinitely from the cast.
New COVID-19 cases have been on the rise for about a month now, nearing an average of 100,000 a day over the past week. And experts worry it could be the start of a new wave. By mid-December, the CDC predicts an additional 12,000 Americans could be hospitalized, and the overall COVID death toll could grow to more than 800,000. Based on where the death toll stands now, that could mean nearly 50,000 more Americans will die from COVID over the next 3 weeks. And doctors say vaccines could help us avoid a post-holiday surge in COVID cases. This morning, local health officials say vaccinations among children have been slow, though steady.
If we feel comfortable giving these vaccines, whether it's COVID or otherwise, to our children, I think there is a good chance that you should feel comfortable doing the same for yours.
Statewide, there are about 500,000 doses of the pediatric vaccine still unused.
There's a new study warning COVID-19's impact on the U.S. healthcare system may lead to more cancer deaths. Researchers at Massachusetts General Hospital and Harvard found that significant decreases in CT imaging for cancer continued even after the peak of the COVID-19 pandemic. They say that could delay diagnosis and treatment and raise the possibility of more advanced cancers and poorer outcomes for patients. COVID-19 isn't the only thing doctors are watching right now. The new flu season is upon us, and the CDC is seeing increased flu activity among young adults and college students. Experts are concerned that flu and the novel coronavirus, both circulating at the same time, could stress healthcare systems all across the country. The CDC is anticipating an increase of the flu this winter because there are low flu vaccine rates right now.
A Knightdale police officer seriously hurt in a crash that killed one of his colleagues still has a long road to recovery ahead of him. Officer Cody Hagler was responding to a crash on I-540 alongside Officer Ryan Hayworth in October when they were hit by a suspected drunk driver. Hayworth died. Knightdale's police chief tells WREL Hagler is doing well, all things considered, but still has several surgeries ahead of him. So we wish him well. And the risk of fire is high in Southern California. Most of that area is under a red flag warning through tomorrow. Santa Ana winds are gusting up to 60 miles per hour and humidity is very low. The combination makes for an increased risk of fire danger. Officials have told residents they could have to temporarily shut off power to reduce risks. And a Virginia fire department is hoping to send a big donation to West Africa to help save lives there. The Charlottesville Fire Department is trying to send a fire engine to Ghana, but they need help to cover that hefty shipping cost. Right now, they're about $7,000 short. A local organization is planning to host a concert in December to help raise the funds needed.
State lawmakers hope to capitalize on an industry that produces more than $150 billion in revenue each year. The new state budget directs tax dollars to foster the economic impact of video games and so-called e-sports. WRL's Colin Browder explains how and why.
How did the city named for a 16th century explorer turn into a haven for e-sports?
Raleigh is really positioned as a top global destination.
The city helped build that reputation as host to an international gaming competition in 2019. Others followed. Plus, consider the region already has a firm grip on the controller as home to a long list of tech innovators, from Epic Games to Red Hat.
A very high percentage of them are gamers themselves.
Ed Tomasi, co-chair of the Greater Raleigh Esports Local Organizing Committee, says the newly passed $5 million incentive program, the only one of its kind in the country, is already having an impact.
We started receiving a lot of calls and emails of interest for hosting in the Greater Raleigh area.
The Raleigh Convention Center will host the state's biggest ever esports event next month, and the 3,000 to 5,000 expected to attend will be just the start of the economic impact.
There's going to be millions of viewers via live stream.
How did we get from my child is spending too much time playing video games to this?
Some people call it, you know, the new sport. You have professional athletes of ball and stick sports now either owning or investing into esports teams and leagues. This is the future of job creation within this entertainment space.
Local schools like Wake Tech and NC State, among others, are riding that wave as the city and state explore the next frontier.
This bill only then puts a bigger spotlight for the world to come here.
Cullen Browder, WRAL News, Raleigh.
Just fascinating. The budget also directs $12 million to NC State to grow its esports program. Lincoln County State Representative Jason Sane, an avid gamer himself, helped to push that legislation through. Well, maybe you want to play games instead of cooking. Not everybody wants to cook on Thanksgiving Day. And if you're one of them, there are a number of national restaurants that are open today. The chains, although hours might be adjusted, you can find Bob Evans, Boston Market, Cracker Barrel, Denny's, Golden Corral, McDonald's, Ruby Tuesdays, Ruth Chris Steakhouse, Waffle House, Wendy's. They're all on the list. You can see the full list at WRL.com.
And if you're not cooking, a place at the table, a Pay What You Can Eat cafe in downtown Raleigh is again teaming up with Gonza Mexican Restaurant to serve free breakfast tacos on Thanksgiving. It's happening outside the cafe in downtown Raleigh from 8 to 11 a.m. So that started about 20 minutes ago. The cafe serves many homeless people and others who are struggling all year long. The cafe will be closed today, but Gonza will have a food truck outside.
Okay, so you might want to hide the kids for this one. From supply chain shortages to rising prices at the pump and the grocery store prices up, the pandemic has had an impact on nearly every facet of our lives. And as St. Nick is getting ready to spread Christmas cheer, we're finding out there's a nationwide shortage of Santas. His helpers are out there, you know. Pandemic concerns are a big concern, a big reason for this. And to recruit more Santas, companies that hire actors to play the jolly old elf are offering better pay and bonuses.
A shortage of Santas? That's not good. Oh, man. Well, a Thanksgiving Day tradition, the annual Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade will travel through the streets of New York starting in less than an hour now. NBC's Jay Gray is in New York with a preview.
Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving from the start of the 95th Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. It is going to be quite a show this morning. We've got the balloons lined up, including six new giant characters that will be a part of this year's parade. The floats lined up here along Central Parkway. Tom Turkey always leads things off on Thanksgiving. He'll do it again this year. We've got 28 floats in all, more than 800 clowns, 10 marching bands, 9 performing groups. It is going to be quite a show this morning. The star, though, of this parade has to be the crowd. We got people back this year after last year's parade, which was really just a made-for-TV show that covered a couple of blocks. This year, they're back to the 2.5-mile route, and it should be a fantastic morning. We hope you'll be watching. That's the latest from here in New York. I'm Jay Gray. Back to you.
Police in Durham are cracking down on speeders.
They are, especially on one stretch of interstate. Just ahead, why officers are so focused on I-85.
Number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
8:26 is the time on your Thanksgiving Thursday morning. I'm Jeff Hogan. Happy Thanksgiving to you. A look at our top stories includes, of course, when you step outside, the weather, beautiful sunrise we had, and those turkey trots. Perfect weather for them, Elizabeth.
Oh, yeah. Good weather for runners. The temperature is near freezing this morning. Boy, you can tell it's a holiday, can't you? It's almost 8:30, and there is not a soul down Salem Street. There goes one car, two cars, but man, it is a quiet morning around our area, except around the turkey trots, where I think most of those are in progress right now. It's 37 in Roanoke Rapids, 33 in Durham, 33 in Goldsboro, but a reverse in our wind to southwesterly will make for a nice afternoon. If you're headed out for a walk after your Thanksgiving meal, temperatures will be in the low 60s under partly cloudy skies.
After Thanksgiving last year, we saw a spike in COVID cases leading up to the new year, but that was before the vaccine was widely available. Experts believe booster shots could also help prevent a serious holiday surge. CVS and Walgreens are offering booster shots now to all adults, and you can get them at all five of Wake County's clinics as well. To get a booster shot right now, it needs to be at least 6 months since your second dose of Pfizer or Moderna. If you received the single shot, Johnson & Johnson shot at least 2 months ago, now you're eligible for a booster. You can mix and match different brands for your booster as well. Preparations are well underway. The Durham Rescue Mission does serve their annual Thanksgiving meals to families in need. Hundreds of volunteers packed up groceries and cooked 130 turkeys, corn, green beans, all the fixings are there. They expect to provide more than 1,500 meals today. Next on Fox 50, where you can go if you need a last-minute item for the Thanksgiving Day meal.
Number one source for local news. This is WRAL, coverage you can count on.
8:30 is the time right now on your Thanksgiving Thursday morning. So glad you're spending it with us. I'm Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. I think you forgot your cold Thanksgiving morning.
It is that. It's okay.
It's okay. Right. It's okay because it's going to get nice later.
It makes the body work a little harder so that you can burn off calories so that you get a little freebie on the meal.
There
today.
You go.
What you haven't seen is during the breaks, we've all been running around and around and around and around the studio so that we can justify our big
turkey trot.
Or at least maybe we should try that, guys. What do you think? Maybe the next break. 33 is our current temperature. It's chilly, but our wind is coming out of the southwest, and so that's going to help to warm things up nicely. This afternoon will be the warmest day of the next seven, so the timing is perfect here. And we're starting to see some hints of a warm-up. Roxborough jumped to 41, 35 in Henderson and South Hill, 34 in Goldsboro right now. We head to the south. Ooh, still 28 in Sanford, but it is 28 in Rayford too, 33 in Fayetteville and in Clinton. So some warmer temperatures actually in our northern towns right now. But we warm up nicely. By lunchtime, looking at 57. We climb into the low 60s this afternoon. We may see a little bit of a breeze, but it'll be out of the southwest. So it'll be a nice mild breeze that we'll see, and it will be partly cloudy. Now, if you're one of those early morning Friday, Black Friday shoppers, there's going to be some rain to start the day, but the day will not be a washout by any means. I'll show you the timeline for tomorrow's rain coming up.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. Well, check to make sure you have all of your Thanksgiving dinner ingredients early this morning, because some stores that are usually open for the holiday are closed this year and others are closing early. WRAL's Naya Harden has been live at Wegmans all morning long in Raleigh for us to tell us what stores are open and what stores are closed today. Naya, the list keeps growing in my head of what I'm forgetting, what I need.
I think a lot of people are feeling like that. It's those little items they come for, and then you come to a store like Wegmans and you're like, ooh, I think I need this too. Well, people have been here since 6 o'clock this morning trying to get those items. Stores today like Wegmans, they are opening up early, but most of them are also going to close early afternoon. Food Lion, Harris Teeter, Lowe's Foods, Whole Foods, and some Walgreens and CVS locations will also be open today. Other major stores, though, like Walmart, Target, and Publix, they are going to be closed. You may also notice some stores have a limit on how many items you can buy. We spoke to a delivery driver this morning, and he tells us that he has been very busy. He talked about the morning rush as well as some advice for shoppers. And also, we want to let you know that if you are in need of finding out which locations are open today, you can go to WREL.com or the WREL News app. The WREL Smart Shopper has posted it all for you. Nia Harden, WREL News, Raleigh.
All right, thanks, Nia. And for Black Friday shopping, the WREL Smart Shopper has been pulling together deals for weeks now, so you know just where to spend your holiday dollars. Search Black Friday on WREL.com for best buys, must-haves, and coupon codes to check off all the people on your list. And before the gobbling gets underway, Jeff, a lot of people are panting.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. You can earn that free pass for the meal today.
Yes.
A bunch of turkey trots are happening right now. And WRL's Casey Cunningham is live at one in Durham. Casey, you had the countdown. That was the money shots a little bit earlier, right at the start of that race.
Good morning, Jeff. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. That was so cool to be a part of that and see that those first moments as the runners took off, because it's actually the first time they've ever done this. It's the Trosa Turkey Trot. You can see now runners are coming in. Trosa is an organization that empowers people with substance use disorders, so they're really all running for an incredible cause out here. There are also residents of the program who are running themselves today, so they tell me it means so much to see the community support. Listen to this.
It feels really, really good. You know, this is the first holiday in a long time that I've actually been around people, had a good connection. So for quite some time, not been around family. So it's good to be around people that are in recovery for me. So it's a fantastic day. It's going to be a great opportunity for the community to come out and support us.
So awesome. And Josh dressed as a turkey to really celebrate and be the mascot. And there again, you can see those few first moments of the runners taking off. So when I talked to the team here at Trosa, they tell me they have beds available. So if you or someone you know is struggling with substance use disorder, make sure to reach out to them. Or if you're interested in helping this organization, we'll post some information on WREL.com. Casey Cunningham, WREL News. We're live in Durham.
Right. Stay warm out there, Casey. Thanks. Well, if you need to get tested for COVID today, your best option may be rapid tests sold in stores. This is Sky 5 video of people lining up to get tested at the Wake County Health and Human Services Center on Kidd Road yesterday. Testing sites run by Wake County are closed today and tomorrow, but will reopen on Saturday. In Wayne County, testing sites will be closed through the weekend. And over in Orange County, testing sites are closed today, but the site in Hillsborough will be back open tomorrow. The murder trial may be over, but the men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery will be back in court again next year. Greg McMichael, his son Travis McMichael, and neighbor William Roddy Bryan face life in prison, but a sentencing hearing has not been set. Next, they'll go on to face federal hate crime charges in connection to Arbery's death. That trial is set for February. The men are expected to appeal the murder conviction.
An update this morning as Durham police have boosted efforts to crack down on speeding along I-85. They stopped more than 100 drivers in a single day. And officers say most of the cars that were stopped were going faster than 80 miles per hour, and it's a 60 mile per hour zone there. 13 of the cars were going faster than 90, and one of the cars clocked the highest speed, 112 miles per hour. DPD says they wanted to focus on this area, specifically I-85 within city limits, because of the high number of crashes and injuries reported there in the last year.
This morning, a Raleigh family is returning home with a new baby who came into the world when they least expected it. The story's crazy. Liliana Castaneda gave birth to her baby daughter, Analia, on an airplane while traveling home from visiting family in Mexico. The sweet little girl was a month earlier than her due date. She was supposed to arrive on December 23rd. The plane landed in Atlanta, and an EMS team was at the gate waiting to help. Mom says with just one push, her baby was born, and mom and baby are doing fine this morning. A story that is going to be told for years and years and years and years.
That is one special delivery.
Yes.
For the first time this season, the Carolina Hurricanes have lost two games in a row. The NHL's newest franchise, the Seattle Kraken, handed the Canes only their fourth loss with a late goal.
Why didn't he score?
Yeah, there was. It was looking like an overtime game, but Kraken scored with just over 3 minutes to go. They beat the Canes 2-1, the final there. And after the game, Coach Rod Brindamore said it was a good effort, but the team just didn't capitalize on some things. The Canes are headed to Philadelphia today. They'll face the Flyers tomorrow, and that will do it. They'll wrap up six straight games on the road. Everyone, maybe everyone, thinking about dinner today, right?
We started thinking about it at 4 o'clock this morning. But soon, thoughts will turn into holiday shopping, where and when you can find the best deals this year. It's a little different. We'll explain and maybe help you bag a bargain.
Also ahead, porch pirates, they're everywhere, and we'll share the best ways you can keep them away.
And I'm Brian Schrader in the WRAL Live Center. Of course, a lot of people traveled earlier this week, but some people are traveling today, and we're keeping an eye on your Thanksgiving travel around the country on the FlightAware misery map. All that green is good news. It means that we're not really seeing too many delays or cancellations at the nation's largest airports. Checked in with RDU just a little while ago to take a look at the status of the parking lots there. The Premier is 80% full. The Central parking lot is 93% full. And the Economy parking lot is 91% full. So if you are heading to the airport to catch flight later on today, it could be valuable information as you pick your parking options. Back to you.
Thanks for that, Brian. For some families, tomorrow will be a big day for shopping. It's like sports shopping on Black Friday, right? Saturday and Sunday will be busy as well.
Yeah, I mean, every day is busy with shopping for me. But just when you should shop to get the best deals, we'll tell you. NBC's Jolene Kent has some guidance.
The flood of deals may be everywhere already, but another avalanche is on the way this Thanksgiving weekend.
I've already started it. I love getting ready for the holidays.
As retailers try to capture your spending and make up for a tough 2020.
Everything we're buying this year is 75% in person, 25% online.
The rush for discounts comes as a clogged supply chain continues to trigger major delays on scores of gifts, motivating some shoppers to get going early. On average, consumers plan to spend $998 on gifts and beyond this season, down slightly from before the pandemic in 2019.
Despite the rising cost of living, shoppers like here in Los Angeles are expected to show up in droves. And it's the same story here at the Mall of America in Minnesota. In fact, the National Retail Federation estimates that 66% of shoppers nationwide will spend this holiday weekend. To here in Maryland, where shoppers are hunting for clothes, toys, and gift cards.
With so much demand, shoppers should expect to see weaker than usual discounts this weekend.
We're seeing discounts in the range of 5 to 25% this season, and that's different from previous seasons when they've gone down as much as 10 to 30%.
Those shallower discounts driven by supply chain issues and retailers having to pay more to get your products on their shelves.
So retailers are really struggling to keep popular products in stock, ship them out on time, and consumers are going to really start feeling that, especially if they're shopping at the last minute this year.
So what should you buy and when? Experts say the biggest sales on toys will happen on Thanksgiving Day. The deepest discounts on big ticket items like TVs, as well as clothes, shoes, and beauty are expected on Black Friday. And look for the best price cuts on electronics and travel come Cyber Monday.
That was Jolene Kent reporting there. Major retailers like Best Buy, Target, and Macy's are all closed today, giving their employees a nice break.
Yeah, it's nice to see. Yeah. It's 8:43 right now, and this is the first Thanksgiving in the United States for more than 20 Afghan refugees who recently have resettled in our state.
Just ahead, the people coming together behind the scenes to give them a new home. Plus,
the extremes they've gone to with us, it's out of the ordinary. It's not normal.
The man behind the viral photo from the day rioters stormed the U.S. Capitol building is speaking out now. Why he says he went to Washington, D.C. on January 6th, and he plans to fight the charges against him. Welcome back. 8:46 is the time right now on your Thanksgiving Thursday morning. Elizabeth Gardner's in the WRAL Severe Weather Center. If you look hard enough, we have so many live cams on our network. We got to be able to find a turkey trot out there somewhere.
Yeah, right. There's so many around the area. I know we had Casey Cunningham at one in Durham. We got such a close-up shot here. We can't really see it. Chapel Hill, I bet there was one in Chapel Hill. I've been watching Apex really closely this morning, though. And, you know, if you were having a turkey trot, you would have it run right up Salem Street. And I didn't see one. Goldsboro, looking pretty this morning. It's a nice morning. It's just on the chilly side. It's still 33 degrees. But once we get through the next few hours, we should warm it up to, say, 50 at around 11 o'clock and into the low 60s this afternoon. So it should feel nice this afternoon. Going to be the warmest day of the next seven. Here's why. A couple things going on. High pressure is helping to funnel more warm air in. The backside of that high, we see those winds coming out of the southwest. And, of course, the jet stream has moved up to the north, allowing all that warm air to come up from the south. Well, all that that's going to switch back again tomorrow. We'll have a cold front come through. It's going to open the door to those northerly winds dropping back in on us, keeping us fairly cool for the weekend. We've seen temperatures starting to climb now. 43 in Roxborough. It's 39 in Southern Pines, 37 in Clinton and Goldsboro. So it's still chilly, but we're coming along. Our temperatures are warmer than they were yesterday in most places, and anywhere from 5 to almost 15 degrees warmer. So again, it's coming along. 55 at lunchtime. We'll see a high in the low 60s for this afternoon under partly cloudy skies. Satellite and radar showing our next front with some rain along with it, even some thunderstorms from, say, the middle Mississippi Valley all the way back down toward Houston. But we are not likely to see thunderstorms with this front. We will see partly cloudy skies through the afternoon and evening. There's 5 o'clock this afternoon. And then some cloud cover begins to thicken up closer to midnight. We'll see our band of rain moving through between 1 and 2 a.m. through the triangle. The back edge of it starts to move past the triangle at 4 a.m. and the whole thing's out of here by 6 to 7 a.m. Behind that, we'll see clearing skies, but winds coming out of the northwest, which will make it feel a little bit cooler. Sunshine always helps, but it's still going to feel a bit on the cool side. Black Friday shopping, of course, that means it's going to be wet in the morning. If you're out early, it's going to be wet. You'll need your umbrella. But after 7 or 8 o'clock, we'll start to see some clearing. And we'll see clear skies for nights of lights on Friday. It'll be chilly, mainly in the 40s, but you may actually see some stars as you're watching those twinkly lights. Hanukkah begins at sunset on Sunday, and we're also excited about our three-tower lighting ceremony on Wednesday.
Yes, we are. Thanks, Elizabeth. Well, the man who put his feet up on House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's desk during the Capitol riot is now speaking out. Richard Barnett faces seven federal charges, from disorderly conduct to entering a restricted building with a deadly weapon. Barnett lives in Arkansas, but says he wanted to go to Washington to feel closer to the seat of power.
I think that just by being there, I felt like I was finally stepping out and trying to make a difference. As far as apologies or regret, no comment. You can pretty much guess how I feel, but I can't comment on it, you know.
As many others arrested after the riot have taken plea deals, Barnett says he plans to try his case in federal court. No date has been set yet for his trial. If convicted, he could spend up to 6 or 7 years in prison.
A lot more deliveries coming to the front door these days, and some porch pirates may try to take advantage of that. There's a report from WRL TechWire that says a few ways to help prevent your packages from getting stolen, including setting up tracking alerts for shipments so you know right when they get there. Invest in a porch lockbox. Ask for nondescript packaging. But that's just part of this list. To find out how else you can fight porch pirates from targeting your deliveries, go to WRLTechWire.com. Hundreds of people are missing their FedEx packages for a very different reason. Deliveries were found scattered in a ravine just north of Birmingham, Alabama. Investigators say about 400 packages of different sizes were just thrown into the woods there. FedEx is trying to fix this situation. Trucks and drivers from across the South will start to pick up those packages today. Still no word yet on how all those boxes got there.
For some Afghan refugees, this will be their first Thanksgiving in new homes in North Carolina. Resources like Catholic Charities and local businesses are stepping up to help. More than 20 refugees have resettled in Asheville, but that number is expected to double. Some of them have already started to interview for jobs and opened bank accounts to get on their feet. A record store owner says the first refugee stayed at his home for 6 weeks to get settled, and now he's opening up his business as a donation center.
Specifically, the best things at this point actually are still computers, laptops, bicycles, and also gift certificates to just grocery stores or, you know, department stores.
As of this morning, a GoFundMe for refugees has raised almost $30,000.
A lot of families are back together for the holidays this year after being forced apart by the pandemic. We have a live look at RDU International Airport from our WRL LiveCam network. One place where families finally are reuniting. Our cameras were rolling as grandparents met their granddaughter for the very first time. A mother reunited with her son, who is studying at Louisiana State University since August. More reunions are expected, as RDU estimates 230,000 people will pass through the airport from before the end of the weekend.
How excited are you right now?
I have no words to describe my feelings right now.
So I'm just so excited to have them back. Get them home, hug them, love them, and just enjoy the rest of the holiday.
All those reunions have resulted in 85% of the parking decks being at capacity.
So heartwarming. I love it. Family chefs are preparing for a feast this morning, but Turkey Farm started their preparations months before Thanksgiving, of course. This family-owned farm outside of Pittsburgh sold around 7,000 turkeys this year. And to make that happen, they put in orders a year in advance. So while you're eating turkey today, farmers are already thinking ahead to next Thanksgiving.
People are so appreciative and say, this has been my 50th pounds turkey, or it won't be, you know, Thanksgiving without you. So that, I think, just motivation, you know, you're pleasing people really helps a lot.
They said the supply chain delays impacted them just a little bit, but they did make it through the holiday through their motivation of their customers. And this Thanksgiving is a big deal for the 82nd Airborne Division. For the first time in 20 years, nearly all of the division is home at Fort Bragg. Soldiers will be celebrating the end of America's longest war and the historic effort to get people out of Afghanistan. And they'll do that with a feast, including turkey, glazed ham, king crab legs, lobster, and all the fixings. Things, Jeff.
Good time to remember their sacrifice.
Yes.
The world's largest menorah is going up in New York City. This year's Hanukkah message will focus on joy as the world fights the COVID-19 pandemic for a second year. The giant menorah is part of a campaign launched in 1973 to bring awareness to the Jewish holiday. Hanukkah begins Sunday at sundown and lasts for those eight crazy nights. It is time to celebrate the season with WRAL's 63rd annual tower lighting. You can join us Wednesday, December 1st, as we turn our 300-foot-tall TV tower into North Carolina's tallest lighted tree. This is how we do it. That's Raleigh native Rory John Zach, who will join us live on the WRAL Plaza. And we will have fantastic entertainment in Rocky Mount and in Durham as well, where we'll light those towers at our sister properties. So you can tune in for a live half-hour special, 7 p.m. Wednesday, as we celebrate the season. And we will get another check on weather and traffic coming up next.